All right, so you're thinking about building a website, maybe with Divi, and you've come to the right place. We're diving into your stack of Divi articles and reviews to unearth the good stuff, the stuff that matters to you. Yeah. By the end of this deep dive, you'll know if Divi lives up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, if it's the right fit for your website dreams.
And what's got me intrigued is how Divi is like going beyond just another WordPress theme.
Okay.
You know, they're calling themselves a website building platform, a one-stop shop for everything.
Uh-huh.
But
ooh,
do they deliver? We'll see.
Okay.
This excerpt, for example, really hammers home the visual aspect.
Right. Drag-drop design seems to be Divi's mantra. They're really pushing that visual, code-free experience.
Yeah.
Especially for beginners. But, and this is crucial, they also subtly mention giving more control to developers. Mm-hmm. It's like they're trying to be both the easy-to-use option and the powerful tool for pros.
Yeah.
A tough balance to strike. What do you make of that?
It's ambitious, no doubt.
Yeah.
And it speaks to this interesting tension in the website building world. The desire for both simplicity and customization.
Mm-hmm.
Divi claims you can tweak everything.
Mm.
Headers, footers, you know, even create your own templates from scratch.
Wow.
They're even implying that you could ditch other plugins and tools because Divi can handle it all.
Hold on. Ditch your favorite plugins. That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
Sounds almost too good to be true, right?
Right.
I mean, we've all been down the road of software promising the world and only delivering a fraction. I'm curious to see how this Divi does it all approach plays out in reality.
Exactly. And that's where we separate marketing hype from actual functionality.
Yeah.
Let's break down these features and see how they hold up.
Mm.
One that immediately stands out is Divi's emphasis on front-end editing.
Okay.
They're really pushing this idea of seeing your changes live in real time.
Yeah, like what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
No more flipping back and forth between editing and preview mode.
Right.
Which, let's be honest, can feel a bit like the dark ages of web design, especially for folks who aren't comfortable tinkering with code.
Yeah.
That instant visual feedback can be a game changer.
Absolutely. And this ties into their whole thing about being intuitive,
mm-hmm.
even for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
They even highlight how Divi simplifies responsive design, you know, making sure your website looks great on phones, tablets, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Which, as we know, can be a real headache to get right.
Oh, tell me about it. Responsive design nightmares are the worst. But what about pre-made designs?
Yeah.
The excerpts mentioned Divi has a bunch of those. Are they any good? Or are we talking cookie cutter templates here?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pre-made designs can be a lifesaver when you're short on time or just need a starting point.
Right.
But, and this is important for you to consider, relying too heavily on them might limit your flexibility down the line.
Okay.
Especially if you have a very specific vision for your site.
It's that classic trade-off, right?
Yeah.
It's speed and ease versus total control.
Exactly.
So if you're the type who likes to get their hands dirty and customize every pixel, Divi might require some extra effort to break free from those pre-built structures. But hey, maybe that's where those developer-focused features come in handy.
Precisely. It's all about finding the right tool for the job.
Okay.
Speaking of tools, let's dive into Divi's efficiency features. This section here screams time-saving, which I know is music to many ears.
Sure.
They've got global elements and styles.
Okay, hold up. Before we get lost in the weeds, explain that one for those of us who aren't design wizards. What makes global elements and styles so special?
Imagine you want to change the main heading font on every single page of your website.
Okay.
With Divi's global elements and styles, you don't have to go page by page making the change. You do it once and it ripples throughout your entire site.
Wow.
That's the power of global settings.
Okay, that makes total sense, especially if you're like me and constantly changing your mind about fonts and colors.
Exactly. And think about it from a branding perspective.
Okay.
Imagine having a multi-site network for your business.
Right.
With global elements, you can ensure brand consistency across all your platforms with just a few clicks.
Wow.
No more tedious manual updates on every single page.
That's a huge time saver, for sure. And speaking of time savers, the excerpts also mention something called multi-select and bulk editing. What's the deal with those?
So let's say you're working on a page with multiple elements, like images, text boxes, buttons, you name it.
Okay.
With Divi's multi-select feature, you can group these elements together and apply changes to all of them simultaneously.
Okay.
Need to adjust the padding on all your images. Done in a flash.
Wow. No more making the same tiny tweak a million times. That's efficiency gold right there.
Yeah.
And get this, they even have find and replace for styles. Talk about a game changer.
Right. Think of it like the find and replace function in a word processor.
Yeah.
But for your website's design,
okay,
let's say you used a particular shade of blue throughout your site.
Right.
But now you're rebranding and need to switch it to green. Instead of manually hunting down every instance of that blue, you can simply find and replace it with the new green.
That's incredibly powerful. It's like they've thought of every little design headache and created a solution for it. Mm-hmm. They even mentioned copy and pasting styles. So you can literally copy a style you like from one element and paste it onto another.
Precisely.
Aye.
And not just copy and paste, but also extending styles. Let's say you've created the perfect button style, but now you need a slightly larger version for a call to action.
Right.
With Divi, you can extend that existing style, inheriting all its properties, and simply adjust the size. It maintains consistency while still giving you flexibility.
Okay, color me impressed. They really are pulling out all the stops for efficiency. They even have keyboard shortcuts, though that's probably more for the coding wizards out there.
True, but it does highlight their effort to cater to users of all skill levels.
Right.
And you know what else piqued my interest?
What's that?
This mention of Divi Quick Actions.
Okay.
Have you ever used a command palette in a design tool before?
Can't say I have. I'm more of a click around until I find it kind of user.
Right.
What are command palettes?
Well, picture this. You're in the middle of designing a page and need to, say, insert a specific module or adjust a global setting.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of digging through menus and submenus, you can simply hit a keyboard shortcut that pulls up a command palette, type in what you're looking for, and bam, it's right there.
Oh, okay.
It's like a search bar for your entire design workflow.
That sounds incredibly efficient, especially once you get used to the shortcuts.
Right.
I can see how that would be a huge time saver for experienced users.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from the world of design wizardry, let's talk marketing.
Huh?
The excerpts mentioned that Divi makes some pretty bold claims about boosting conversions.
Yeah.
What's their secret sauce?
Well, they highlight built-in split testing.
Okay.
Which, to be fair, is becoming increasingly common in website building platforms these days.
Right.
But the key here is how well Divi integrates and implements this feature.
Right. Just having a feature doesn't guarantee it's good. So what's the verdict on Divi's split testing capabilities?
Well, from what I've gathered, Divi's split testing seems to be fairly user-friendly, even for beginners.
Okay.
They allow you to test different versions of pages, headlines, calls to action, the usual suspects.
Right.
However, the real question is how granular their analytics are.
Okay.
And how effectively they guide you toward data-driven improvements.
Right.
That's something we'd need to explore further.
Makes sense. After all, data-driven decisions are where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing they mentioned was WooCommerce integration, which is a big deal for anyone running an online store.
Absolutely. WooCommerce is like the gold standard for e-commerce plugins on WordPress.
Mm.
But again, the question is how seamlessly Divi integrates with it. Are we talking about a smooth, unified experience,
yeah,
or are there clunky workarounds?
Yeah.
This excerpt mentions dedicated WooCommerce modules, which is a good sign.
Dedicated modules sound promising. And of course, no marketing conversation would be complete without email opt-ins. How does Divi handle those?
They claim to support various email marketing providers, which is great.
Okay.
But the real measure of success is how easily you can integrate these forms into your Divi layouts and how effectively they capture leads.
It's all about the details, right?
Yeah.
A seamless integration can make or break the user experience. Now, speaking of user experience, one thing that stuck out to me was Divi's emphasis on community.
Right.
They really play up their large user base and support system.
And for good reason.
Mm.
A strong community can be a huge asset,
mm-hmm,
especially for, you know, those new to website builders.
Yep.
Divi boasts a marketplace for extensions and layouts, a massive Facebook group,
wow,
even in-person meetups,
yeah, right,
like a whole Divi universe out there.
It's almost like they're creating their own ecosystem,
yeah,
within the already massive world of WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a good thing?
Right.
On one hand, it sounds like there's a ton of support available if you need it. But on the other, does it lock you into Divi's way of doing things?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the classic trade-off between a closed ecosystem and an open source platform.
Right.
With Divi, you get that hand holding and support.
Okay.
But it might come at the cost of some flexibility. Think of it like choosing between a guided tour and exploring a new city on your own.
Ooh.
Both have their merits.
That's a great analogy. So For someone who's maybe a little intimidated by the thought of building a website from scratch,
right.
Divi's structured environment and readily available support could be very appealing.
Absolutely. And they really double down on that support aspect.
Yeah.
The excerpts mention 24/7 support, which is pretty impressive.
It is.
Of course, it's important to remember that Divi is a paid product, so you know that level of support is somewhat expected.
True. You often get what you pay for. But hey, peace of mind and a helping hand can be worth their weight in gold, especially in the sometimes frustrating world of web design. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about Divi's visual building, their focus on efficiency, their marketing tools, and even their thriving community. Yeah. What are your final takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that Divi's is clearly aiming high. They're not just content with being another WordPress theme.
Right.
They want to be the website building solution.
Yeah, right.
And they've got the features and the community to potentially pull it off.
They just might. But like with any tool, it's about finding the right fit, right?
Yeah.
Divi's all-in-one approach might be perfect for someone who values ease of use, efficiency, and a strong support system. But for those who crave ultimate flexibility and control,
right.
It might feel a bit limiting.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of a deep dive like this.
Yeah.
It's not about declaring a winner or loser.
Right.
It's about equipping you with the knowledge you need
yeah.
to make an informed decision. Weigh the pros and cons. Consider your own priorities.
Right.
And trust your gut.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've gone from drag and drop design to split testing, from global styles to a massive community. Hopefully this deep dive has given you a clearer picture of Divi's strengths and potential limitations, and most importantly, whether it aligns with your vision for your website.
Remember, the best website builder is the one that empowers you to bring your vision to life.
Oh, and on that note, we'll wrap things up. Catch you in the next deep dive.